The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, this has been such a strange year, but everything felt kind of right last Saturday with Big Ten football back, Michigan playing Minnesota, and really just playing a great game. Joining us right now, the voice of Michigan Wolverine football, Jim Brandstetter. Brandy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. That was fun in Minnesota last week, huh?
It really was. Although, you know, we weren't there. We broadcast the game from Michigan Stadium because of the COVID virus and protocols and guidelines and restrictions that were placed on people. But we worked it out with TV monitors, and we synced everything up. And Dan Dierdorf and I were delighted to broadcast the game, get back in the saddle, so to speak. And, boy, Michigan was impressive.
What do you think of the new quarterback, Joe Milton? I think this kid's really impressive.
No, I agree. A friend of mine and I were talking after the game that week, and he said something I thought was perfect, and it characterized, I thought, his performance. He said, you know, that kid didn't look like he was a first-time starter. And then I think that's a way to put it, because he looked in control. He looked really solid. Didn't try to do too much, and yet when called upon, did what, you know, he needed to do, which a couple of those running plays to score, distributed the ball, 9 different receivers. I mean, he looked like he knew, you know, the entire offense, and it was not anywhere near out of his realm of ability to run everything that they had. So I was very impressed with Joe Milton, indeed.
Yeah, and not only a full first-time starter, but, I mean, being thrown to the Wolves right away. I mean, you don't get Eastern Michigan or a MAC school to start. I mean, it's boom, Big Ten season, 8 games, that's what you get.
Yeah, on the road against a top 25 opponent, a team that last year was the co-champion in the Big Ten West.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't give Michigan any favors with this schedule. I mean, the 2 crossover games that they have in the 8-game schedule are against the 2 division champions. I mean, come on, Wisconsin and Minnesota. And so far, you know, they passed the test against Minnesota in that opener.
Now, Michigan State, not such a great opening week last week. Turnover is the big problem for them. What worries me a little bit, Brandy, is if they can hang on to the ball, which one would hope that this week they've been working on that a little bit, they could pose a bit of a challenge on Saturday.
There's no question they can. I think Michigan State was caught off guard. I think Greg Schiano did a great job at Rutgers of giving them looks that they have never seen. And I think that caused them some problems. And, of course, they shot themselves in the foot, excuse me, with the turnovers. I mean, you can't turn the ball over 7 times and expect to win anywhere. And I think they know that they did that. But if you look at them, Reed is a great player. I mean, lightning quick, a transfer from Western Michigan. I mean, he is with the big boys, and he can play with the big boys. Naylor is good, and the youngster Simmons, the running back. Those guys all have great talent. You saw it flash a little bit against that Rutgers game, and Michigan can't take them lightly. They've got good, quality, talented players, and, hey, it's Michigan State, after all.
I mean,
and anything is available. Anything is possible in that game.
Well, for sure. We've talked about this before, Brandy. Well, I mean, even though things are a little different this year, when it comes right down to it, at game time, these are 2 teams that you can put past records and everything else aside. This is a big game. I mean, you know what it's like to play in this game, don't you?
Absolutely. It's a huge game. I mean, you look at the teams. I mean, most of them are recruited by both schools, and so that there's a familiarity there. And when you open the newspaper in East Lansing, you read about Michigan. When you open the newspaper in Ann Arbor, you read about Michigan State. You don't have a lock on the state. The other school does, and you want to make sure that you put your best foot forward against them, because they share the space, and you don't want to share the space. And I think that's kind of the key to the whole deal. And every player that's on that team, I don't care where you're recruited from, out of state, in state, you know the importance of Michigan versus Michigan State. It's about state's bragging rights. And if you come in as a freshman and you don't get it because you're not from around the state of Michigan, it takes you about a week or so before you realize that the Michigan State game on the schedule is a red letter game, and it means a lot. Yeah. It starts from the moment you enroll in school.
So weird that it's the second game of the season this year.
Yeah, you said it at the top. This is a weird year.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously last week, not traveling with the team, having to stay back home to call the game. Obviously, you'll be at Michigan Stadium this week, but nobody else will. I mean, no fans in the stadium. That's going to be really weird, isn't it?
It is. They're going to have, I think they're allowing somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 to 500 people in the
okay.
seats, but it's all family,
yep.
parents of players and staff. And I would imagine that number was, and they're designated seating, so social distancing is being observed, and the universities are doing that with everybody, so that they've got plenty of seats, but they've got plenty of room so that they can social distance, so that they're keeping all the rules right in regards to the governor and that kind of stuff, and they'll wear masks. So, but it's only players, families, and staff family. That's it, and. You're right. It's got 100,000 capacity, and then having about 500 in there along with players, it's just not going to be the same. I haven't done it yet. I mean, I've done a spring game with 15,000, and it looks empty.
Yeah.
So with 500, it's going to look really empty.
Boy, but it's so important to follow these guidelines, because look what happened to Wisconsin. I mean, they've had quite a few cases of COVID. You don't want to see that happen to any team, do you?
No, you don't. And that's the whole, everybody in the Big Ten was concerned about that as you go into the season. That's why they set the protocols up, the numbers and what they can play with, what they can't play with, and the colors. And it's just sad. Dan Dierdorfer and I were talking that we were hoping that, let's just hope. When they said the season is on, we were delighted. And then the next sentence out of our mouths was, let's hope we play all nine games.
Yeah,
that no team out there has to cancel or declare no contest. And sadly, here in week two, we've already got that happening between Wisconsin and Nebraska.
Well, yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen to anybody else. And, Brandy, I got to tell you, I'm really excited about this game on Saturday. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, Paul, it's Michigan State. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's all you got to say,
yeah.
Michigan versus Michigan State. You don't have to go any further than that, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be intense. It's going to be emotional, and that's what football is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be listening. Brandy, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.